In 2017, Fort Wayne City Council passed what it dubbed a pay-to-play law on a 6-2 vote. Following a back-and-forth between council and Mayor Tom Henry, the city's pay-to-play law went on the books in 2018 and is being met with a legal challenge over constitutionality. WBOI's Zach Bernard has more on the measure and an update on the court case.
The law in question says any independent contractor looking to bid on a city project would be limited to political contributions of no more than $2,000 or lose the right to bid on a city project for the next calendar year. The city of Fort Wayne was skeptical the matter would hold up in court, presenting four independent legal opinions stating why. Council heard these opinions but stood by their bill. Without outwardly accusing anyone of bias, several council members offered the point that any legal representation paid for by Mayor Tom Henry would likely serve the mayor's interests and were willing to take a chance on the proposal. One of the co-authors of the bill was at-large Republican Councilman John Crawford, who highlighted the, quote, appearance of impropriety, going so far as to question even the possibility of a lawsuit based on how it could look for a given plaintiff. Here's Crawford during the council meeting discussing the original bill on November 21st, 2017.
Who would actually sue us? I mean, a company would say, we feel like we have been wronged that we cannot give $50,000 in campaign contributions while we simultaneously compete for competitive city contracts. Now, that's a little hard, I think, for me to go in public and say that.
Henry vetoed the bill, only for it to be overturned by council 5 days later. Into 2018, the bill was amended to focus on independent contractors employed by the city of Fort Wayne as a possible way to avoid further legal scrutiny. The amendment still didn't sit well with Whitwer Construction. Majority owner Kyle Whitwer and his wife Kimberly Suzanne Whitwer filed a preliminary injunction for a hearing in the Allen Superior Court on April 25th. Kyle owns a company that would be affected by the measure as written. While Kimberly doesn't operate the business, she would also be affected by the proposal simply by her association as Kyle's wife. On May 1st, Crawford, with the support of three other Republican council members, addressed the lawsuit publicly.
Attorney Bonahoom crafted it. He actually spent several years on it because it was brought up before in the previous council, but they didn't do it because of some legal issues, and we've tried to work all those out that where this can survive a challenge.
Support for the 2018 pay-to-play law and defense against the lawsuit was not unanimous among all members of Fort Wayne City Council. 6th District Councilman Glenn Hines was a dissenting voice each time the measure came to the council table. On December 13th, he called the intent of the bill admirable, but partisan, noting that he hasn't seen any, quote, Chicago-style politics in Fort Wayne.
I haven't heard from any vendors that said that they felt that they were cheated out of a contract because pay-for-play was in action. I think that we have seen, at least over the years that I've observed, many good vendors who have come before the city who perform admirably. We've had very few complaints with shoddy work.
Hines also provided an affidavit for the court in which he noted council's investigatory power in campaign finance matters and wrote, quote, to my knowledge and belief, there was no such investigation to gather any facts in support of the ordinance, end quote. Allen Superior Court Judge Jennifer DeGroote heard arguments around the law on Wednesday, May 22nd. Mark Giaquinta represented the Whitwers, who argue that even though Fort Wayne is a home rule city, the 2010 Citizens United ruling and Indiana's constitutional response the next year create a tight, almost exhaustive base regarding election and campaign finance laws within the state. Scott Chin spoke on behalf of the city to defend the bill, countering with the importance of context and intent. He noted a belief that no statute was standing in the way of municipality like Fort Wayne from exercising such regulatory power on the outside services it accepts. Both sides submitted findings of fact after the hearing, and a ruling can come any day now. The main issue being considered at this time is whether the state law makes the ordinance unnecessary. For WBOI News, I'm Zach Bernard.